We're not waiting for him.
We don't need to.
Okay. All right, welcome to our meeting. Let's give the pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I motion to approve the agenda.
It's been motioned to approve the agenda. Anybody to second that?
I'll second it.
It's been seconded. All in favor of?
Say aye.
Approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Sorry, I had a little brain fart for a second. All right.
I just have to make a note that should be November 6th minutes because we didn't have a meeting on December 4th, so.
Oh, okay. So anybody motioning to approve the minutes of the November 6th, 2025?
I'll motion to approve.
Okay, anybody second that? Okay, it's been motioned and seconded to approve the minutes of November 6th, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
There's no public.
What's that?
They're on the agenda, so there's no public.
All right, it's up to you guys now.
Okay, cool. We're the only ones today?
Yeah.
So we just went ahead and combined our two lots. So this is just the saying that it was quick claimed to us. And then it's signed here. So I guess when we did the survey, they ended up giving us that 0.01 that we were missing on the acreage. So we have 0.75.
Well, that was sweet of them.
So that's good. But this is the appraisal. Okay, so this is just the appraisal showing the square footage of our house. And then it should say at the bottom here, 2375. So this is a tentative. Okay, sorry, I don't know what all these things are. This is just a parcel thing. This is a tentative floor plan for an ADU that we might build. So we're not totally sure if we're gonna do that or not. But we do have it just in case. We would kind of like to get just an approval letter just in case so we could get a good permit if we need to. But this should be calculated to be this correct square footage.
Just a hair under 40% of the.
Yeah, so.
Is it attached or detached?
It's detached.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You were done.
Yep. And so it would just go on the other lot and it should, yeah. It's pretty simple. It's just kind of a rectangular building.
I think the other bridge has the elevation on it.
Oh.
The backside of that.
Oh, yeah. That's what it would look like.
Nice.
So, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's just nothing's like planned yet or anything, but this is just, we just came up with something that would fit the requirements for the square footage.
Yeah, because your house now kind of becomes like the mother-in-law one, right?
You built with actually,
or whatever, I mean, whatever it's called.
We were thinking about doing that, like building a bigger house instead of the ADU, and then our house would become the ADU, but we decided not to do that. So our house would stay the main house, and then this would just be like a little.
The hair under the 40% is this one. Okay,
yeah.
I had it backwards. So.
So yeah, this is just a smaller little one, but it will have like a kitchen and a little bathroom and everything in there to qualify for that. So.
And you'll be living in the smaller one.
We would just keep living in our normal house.
Oh, okay.
We would.
Yeah.
Just be using both.
It would just be kind of. It would just be for our use. So, as like an extra little entertainment or living space.
Like
or
his and whatever. Her houses.
That would be his. He'd be in our house.
How many square foot is that
so
one
this
then?
One is. No, what is
it's
it?
Just,
I don't even know.
It's really small.
Oh.
It's right here.
Why is it so small?
949, because it's supposed to be on there.
Okay.
Lot size.
949. Okay.
What's the detached percentages again?
It should be the same, 40. Right?
I thought they were different. If it's detached and unattached, it's different percentages. I thought.
No, the acreage is different.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Attached, yeah, it was the 0.75,
which they wanted. Yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing that too.
It just says the total area should be less than 40% of the square footage of the primary.
Yeah.
You can't have separate utility meters. Can't be rented on a transient basis. Can't be sold separately. Yeah.
And just one Yukon share too, right? That's obvious, right? If it's running on the same one, right?
Yeah, no, they don't necessarily have to have more than one share. They'll just go over. If they
just
use, if they use overage.
It's just how much you use.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no problems. It works for me. Mm-hmm. And just remember your setbacks.
I was going to say, do you have a lot planned at all?
We didn't get a site plan or anything yet. Okay. We kind of just wanted to make sure it was okay with you guys before we went any further.
The ordinance just says cannot be in the front or corner lot side yard. So just keep that in mind. I'm just reading it really quick so we make sure. Yeah, that should be good. And then you just will have to sign an affidavit that says that it will either be family or two people unrelated.
Oh, okay.
Max two people.
Two people.
So,
I don't see us ever renting it out or anything, just be for us. So.
Is that something we should sign now and just put on file? Or
no, that will be recorded when it's all done.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's something that at the end stage you could do. So.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'm not sure what we would need before, if we wanted to take the next step and get a permit.
If we did apply for a permit, would they ask for a letter from the planning commission to show that you got approval first, or
I'm not positive.
I don't think so. It's not like you're asking for a variance.
Yeah.
It's not. Mm-hmm. When they do the building permit, they'll just do the building permit.
Yeah,
because it falls
everything.
Because
yeah,
it will
because
come to us anyways for approval.
The building
after
permit
the building
comes to us.
Process
and
has started,
uh-huh.
And they'll Kirk will look at it and make sure he'll look at your plot plan, make sure the setbacks are good,
okay.
Water.
There's no variance, and if you got it to 0.75, sounds like you don't even need that variance anymore.
Yeah.
And really, these minutes will be evidence that it was accepted. So
okay. That's good.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you guys can vote on it if you want, and then I don't think you need to.
No,
just
I think it's
approve
good.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Good luck.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Have
a good night.
See you guys.
See ya.
Anything else?
I don't have anything. Motion to adjourn.
Oh yeah, we got a motion to adjourn. Anybody second that?
I'll second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to end our to adjourn our meeting on January 8th, 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.